My guest at this time is Jason Brevnik. He is the principal engineer at Cisco. Cisco is out with a new study that shows a troubling trend among organizations across the spectrum here in the United States when it comes to cybersecurity. We all followed the stories in recent months about major breaches at organizations, websites, and, of course, the Office of Personnel Management here in Washington. Jason's here now to talk about the results of the study that Cisco commissioned in its 2016 annual security report. And, Jason, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Less than half of organizations were confident in their security posture. 92% of executives that said that regulators and investors will and should expect companies to provide greater transparency on cybersecurity. And there's more stats we can get to in a moment. But overall, just how confident are leaders in their cybersecurity, and how confident should we be in their ability to keep our information protected?
That's a great question. So if we generalize, we see about a 50-50 split in leader confidence in their overall cybersecurity. Trending-wise, we see it go down. It's dipped a little bit, 5% down in confidence in having latest technology, for example, since last year's.
What level of urgency did you sense, if you can, through this study about how folks view their lacking cybersecurity and how committed they are to doing something about it?
Well, the good news is that folks, while they have reduced confidence, seem to be increasing their action. We're seeing increased investment in technologies and processes. We saw that 90% of organizations now have security awareness and training programs, which is a great number to see. An increase in incident response outsourcing, which indicates that people are looking actively for breaches and investigating them and taking appropriate action.
It also says in your study that on average it takes a company 100 to 200 days just to detect a cyber attack, much less address any information that might have been compromised. Why does it take so long, and why is Cisco able to do things so much faster? Really, 20 hours, you guys can figure out what's going on.
We took a different approach in some of our latest technologies for constantly monitoring what's going on instead of just looking for discrete attacks. That's helped significantly reduce time to detection. And, you know, as an industry estimate, you read many reports, and a lot of times it is 100 to 200 days for an organization to detect a breach. I think if organizations look and ask themselves the simple question, what do I do when I've been hacked? They'll identify quickly the areas that can help them close that number.
What is the key to knowing where you stand, actually? There might be someone who, if they have no idea if they've been hacked, and if they haven't been hacked, they probably think they're doing great, even though they might be vulnerable in some way. So what's the best way to kind of take inventory of this?
Oh, the best way to take inventory is to go and actively search out compromise within an organization. Many have technologies that monitor, and many have, you know, AV and different pieces. And what we find in every one of these cases is that the indication that they'd been hacked was already there. They had to go look for it. So start reviewing your logs, start looking at your security technologies, and start investigating what they show you.
This report seems to have looked mainly at the private sector. Obviously, there's been a lot of concern about government as well. Any insights on how well the government is responding to the breaches and what steps, if any, are being taken?
We did not do a detailed survey in the government space. So anecdotally, we know that there's a lot more effort being placed given some of the recent events and attention played. So ultimately, I think in the Fed space, they're definitely leading. In the state and local, they're still, you know, pushing to catch up a little bit. But we're seeing a general trend of improvement and awareness all around.
What are you noticing in the way that cyber criminals are going about trying to get into these various sites?
Oh, it's a great spot there. You know, it's interesting. It's kind of a double-edged sword. In some respects, defenders are having great success, which is forcing the attackers to innovate and change the way they do their business. The bad news is the attackers are happy to do so, and they're being pretty innovative, not being constrained by some of the challenges that we have in organizations. You know, they don't have regulatory barriers, and they don't have any of the compliance or change control issues that we do, so they can move pretty quickly. But the good news is we're forcing them to do that, which is costing them time and money and making them do more work.
Does that mean bureaucracy is working against the good guys here?
I don't think it's bureaucracy. I think it's more, you know, your core competency is running a business. And so you have to keep running your business, and you need to shore up things along the way, right? You can't just shut everything down and replace it all with new magically secure stuff, right?
Well, that's certainly true. So what's the takeaway here for those businesses who take a look at your report, for the policymakers who want to help private sector and the public sector? What's the main takeaway here?
Well, the main takeaway is, as defenders, we're having an impact. We have more opportunity. Obviously, the attackers are still coming at us. Focus on two major areas: improving your time to detection, because that's the first chance you have to respond to a breach, and improving the general awareness of security across the environment. The second one is, don't forget about your infrastructure devices. You know, everybody patches servers, everybody patches desktops. Certainly very important. We need to put more focus there, but don't forget about infrastructure as well.
Those playing defense obviously can't stay ahead of the hackers, Jason, but are there any steps, whether it's government, whether it's regulatory, what can be done, if anything, to help the private sector and the public sector at least try to keep up with these criminals, or is it just always going to be a catch-up game?
Well, I think in dealing with any criminal enterprise, there's always a push and a pull. I think as organizations, we need to work to share more actionable intelligence automatically amongst each other. If it requires human involvement to make a decision, you're losing in the time race.
And for anyone who's listening to this and saying, wow, I'd rather know about a breach within 20 hours than 200 days, what can they do to get in touch with you and take advantage of the technology you're developing?
Oh, they can certainly get in touch with us. You know, the technology we use to measure this is called Advanced Malware Protection, and it's a pretty pervasive technology that's consumable in lots of ways. So reach out to, you know, whomever you would normally deal with to get in touch with Cisco if you want to understand better that.
Last question. Anything else we need to know about major discoveries in this study?
Ooh, major discoveries. There's lots here. To single out one thing, I think would be a bit challenging. But, you know, the one thing that does stand out that maybe defenders and even people in everyday life could have an impact on here. We saw a significant increase, 221% increase of leveraging of aged infrastructure to launch attacks. If you have a blog that you haven't updated, if you have a web server that you created, make sure it gets updated. Make sure that it's not easily target for the attackers to use to launch attacks against new people.
Good advice, Jason. Thanks so much for walking us through the report and giving some real practical advice, because this is a huge issue affecting a lot of different people. So thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks, Greg. Have a great day.
You too. Jason Brevnik is principal engineer at Cisco. The Cisco 2016 annual security report is now available. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.